You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 in mad cash. I'm going to write your name on this winner sheet and be listening for the time to call in. And that's how you get qualified. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, 49-year-old Texas man who's a member of a far-right militia was convicted on all counts in the first trial related to the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. This man's name is Guy Wesley Reffitt. He was convicted of storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun, as well as obstructing Congress certifying of Joe Biden's election victory, interfering with police officers who were guarding the Capitol, and threatening his two teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after the attack.
Yikes. So he ain't gonna see the light of day for a minute.
Well, we don't know. There hasn't been, you know, large sentences so far for the people who have pled guilty and, you know, have gone through the adjudication process that way. We'll see. Most people have gotten like, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. I don't think it's gonna be a lot. I just don't.
Yeah, I can see that. But, you know, I don't know. Common sense would tell me if somebody got a gun trying to storm the Capitol, you know, that would mean a big punishment. But we know how this country goes. It is what it is.
The part that really shocked me about this is, dang, you ran down on your kids and was like, you better not say nothing. I can't even imagine what that would be like if my mother came in the room and was like, you shut the door quietly, and I heard y'all was talking about what I did. Be like, dang, Ma.
Kind of lose respect for somebody like that a little bit.
Especially not no little bit, for real.
When it's your parent, you know.
And then you threaten them? Aren't you teaching your children to do the right thing and say what they see? And I would hope that that's what people are teaching their kids.
You give people too much credit.
That right is right and wrong is wrong.
How can the parents teach the kids when they don't know what's right from wrong?
We'll keep our eye on this and see what the sentencing will be. Hopefully it'll be coming up sooner than later.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. We got a winter storm warning. Look out for that. Mostly clear 31 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
In my mind's eye, I've never seen this, but maybe Dolly Parton wants to work with Cardi B. In a recent interview, she said she's a character. I know she's an original. I would love to do something with Cher sometime, a TV show or movie. We'll have Cardi B on that same show. Let Cher host it, and Cardi will be the entertainment.
Yeah, Cardi, big personality. When the bag opens up, it opens up tremendously, don't it?
She's a big part of my childhood. I'm talking about Dolly Parton right now. Like, back in the day, they used to do these specials, and you had to watch them. We didn't have a lot of choices on TV. Yeah. So I knew a lot of the country people because they would air it.
That was before my time.
Boy, bye.
We grew up with cable.
There was cable around. We couldn't afford it, Brian.
If you didn't have cable, you just had 4, 5, and 9. That's all you had around here.
You love to try to make it seem like I was born in the slavery era.
Ain't nobody.
Cut it out, fam. You always do that.
You put that on yourself.
But it's okay. I'm still out here.
Now that's my kind of style.
I'm still out here.
Yes, you are. Doing your thing. Doing it well. Doing it better than you ever have.
Eminem is the most certified gold and platinum singles artist ever. He's earned 73.5 million new certified sales with the RIAA. And has been certified diamond with curtain call in the hits.
The Larry Bird of hip hop. Congratulations.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, take it as you want it. If his skin was a little bit darker, you know, he'll be considered just an average rapper. But congratulations, dog.
Travis Scott has announced Project Heal, This project is going to advocate for students, creatives, music fans, and concert goers. $1 million of his initial donation are going to go to HBCU scholarships, potentially through his Wayman Webster Scholarship Fund. Fund is also provided financial support for black students. This team hopes to support at least 100 more students with new funds. These students are seniors with 3.5 GPAs or higher.
All right. Shay Moore would be eligible for that scholarship.
I would be. When I was in college, I had very high grades. My grades were super duper average in high school.
Ooh.
Super average in high school because,
really?
Yeah.
You had a lot
the
going
day
on.
Was too long for school. Like, I don't want to be there from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's too long. You could just tell me what you need me to do and I'll turn it in. That's the type of person that I am.
Wow.
And when I went to college, it was better for me because some classes were on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
You know, and then by the time I became a senior in college, I made sure all my classes was just on Tuesday and Thursdays.
I had that one semester. Oh, the greatest semester ever.
That's how I set my life up. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. I just was talking to some kids at Southeast High School last week, and I told them, I said, listen, college is not what you think. I had a lot of fun. You know, we went to class sometimes. You know, it was, you know, I had a schedule so that it would work out that way.
Yeah, I got suspended because of my grades in college, so.
I was ready for college. I wanted to be on my own. I really enjoyed that they gave us what they needed us to do in a syllabus form, so I knew what to do. I could tackle it, get ahead if I wanted to.
Critique your teachers out loud.
I ain't critiquing
I'm paying
my
your
teacher.
Salary. You cancel another Monday class and see what happens to you.
I never did that. Never.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I told my boyfriend, quit touching me while I'm sleeping because I got to be at work at 6:30. He said he wanted to touch me. Oh, you being mean. Nah, now I'm going to be grumpy and mad with everybody today.
I like to be touched personally.
Nah, don't touch me while I'm sleeping. They ain't gonna want to touch me or feel all up my back and all that. Mm-hmm. Don't leave me alone.
You should be wearing them boy shorts to bed.
Hey. Oh, and I do got a donkey.
Who is this?
Nidra.
All right, Nidra. That you put that donkey in the stable now. Don't be enticing the men on your job.
I'm
in
the I'm trying not to.
All right, have a good one.
Yes,
sir. Girl,
she got a
donkey.
She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got a donkey.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break. It's a must.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, KC 653. Give a hug to them babies on the way to school. Highs in the mid-40s today. Right now, you're mostly clearing 31 in Grandview.
AFC West just got more interesting. Russell Wilson was traded to the Denver Broncos yesterday. Blockbuster trade. Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fourth and fifth round pick as well. Russell Wilson, of course, was a Seahawk for 10 seasons and led them to their only Super Bowl title in 2014.
Against Denver, who they smacked up in one of the worst Super Bowls ever.
I'm excited about this move. I'm a competitive person, so for me, this means dog fights in our division now.
Well, Shay, on those Monday mornings, when we take those L's, sometimes it be hard. And Denver is now a realistic playoff team, darn near a Super Bowl contender now with Russell Wilson. Now, I will say this. They paid a hefty price to get an aging veteran. Okay, this ain't the Russell Wilson of 2014 and 13 who went to the Super Bowl on the backs of the Legion of Boom, by the way. And he lost to Tom Brady because he threw an interception in the last second against the Patriots.
He's only 31. Tom Brady was 44 when he retired.
I don't care. It's not the same, Shay. It's not the same. Russell Wilson been running around and getting hit. Tom Brady hardly ever got hit in his Patriots career. So I say that to say this. Chiefs Kingdom, don't be scared of Russell Wilson. Okay, this is the same guy who him and his wife ran out of the stage when Future was on performance. So all we gotta do is run all the Future records at Arrowhead before the game. That's all we gotta do. That's all we gotta do, Shay. That's all we gotta do.
Oh Lord. Kansas City, are you excited about having some competition in the AFC West, or are you a little afraid?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City's a big sports town. Today, Big 12 men's basketball tips off.
Hey.
Women's tournament starts tomorrow. Be on the lookout for some road closures. Graham between 13th and Truman is closed now through Sunday. Oak Street limited to two lanes starting at noon today. 14th Street between Main and Walnut closed already through Sunday as well. And of course, you can go on our Hot 103 Jams social media pages to see the rest of the streets that you'll have to meander around.
Don't even think about driving downtown this weekend. That's what she just said.
Talking about Russell Wilson being traded to the Denver Broncos, it's exciting for me. I like competition. I don't want to just run through. Now, I want to go up against somebody. You know, I'm trying to snatch lace fronts off. I'm trying to put lumps on heads.
No.
That's what I like. Competition gets my blood boiling. And we've been going unfettered in the AFC West for years now.
Look, man, it's too much competition in the AFC, period. Forget the West. We got to worry about Joe Burrow. We got to worry about all these other quarterbacks in the AFC. And now we just add another one over here, an older one at that.
Are you excited or worried about the trade?
I'm happy they finally got a quarterback. I'm tired of beating up the Broncos every year.
Exactly.
It's boring. I'm an 80s baby. I grew up watching John Elway and Joe Montana go back and forth and Rich Gannon and Joe. So, like, I grew up when we used to compete with the Broncos. And in the past, like, 15 years, either we've had a horrible team and they've been good, or we've had a great team and they've been trash. So I'm kind of excited to see them there, and it's going to be a good playoff run, and I think it's going to be good for our team. Make our team play harder twice a year. We pretty much, in our division, we got four free wins because nobody in our division can really contend with us. Still going to beat their butt, but it's nice for them to try.
Fam, no. Okay, I don't want to go back to middle school. Every year we would lose. Every year we would lose to Denver to John Elway and Terrell Davis, and then they got Neil Smith. Kansas City's own Neil Smith went to Denver and got two Super Bowls.
That broke my heart.
I know.
That broke my heart.
I'm not
that
going back
my heart
to that.
Because I love Neil.
I ain't
Neil
going back
Dale
to that.
Thomas was the
you are going back to that because you don't own the team. It's already been done, friend.
It ain't been done because we're going to wax Denver. We're going to wax.
The trade has happened.
To cap on what you said, though, Sean, he ain't that 2014 quarterback no more.
Thank you for calling up, fam. We appreciate you.
Y'all have a blessed one.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
11:22. Look for highs in the mid 40s today. Partial sunshine. Right now, you're partly sunny and 32. And Lee Summit, Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. Rapper Chingy in these streets, 42 today. My chicken head is proficient. Rapper YG in these streets, 32. Rapper C Murder, is this accurate? He's 51?
Yeah.
What?
No Limit was 25 years ago.
Jeez. Rapper AZ is 50. His haircut was always so fly. NBA player Matt Barnes is 42 today. R&B singer Jeffrey Osborne. He going to be in the town, right? Isn't he coming on one of these shows? You not? It's Freddie Jackson I'm thinking of. Okay.
Get your 80s R&B singers
I get
right.
Freddie Jackson, Peebo Bryson, and Jeffrey Osborne confused all the time.
Lord.
Actor Emmanuel Lewis from Webster is 51 today. You used to watch this show, Ryan?
No.
It was on ABC. I watched this. Is that it? Oh, Bow Wow. Today is his birthday. He's 35 years old.
He's 35?
Yeah. Wow. He's been rapping since he was like 9 years old.
Yeah, he was on Doggy Style. Happy birthday, everybody born on March 9th.
So Chris Brown shared some text messages and voice notes from a woman that accused him of rape on a yacht docked outside of Diddy's home in December of 2020. So this text message comes from a woman that's only being identified as Jane Doe. She began texting the singer just days after this alleged assault took place. In the texts, she sent Chris several nude selfies and told him that this was the best she had ever had. In another message, she suggested that she needed to get a plan B to prevent a pregnancy. And he said to her that he definitely didn't finish inside of her. So just get it to be sure, though.
He also put out that voicemail, too.
You're like reading the messages and stuff, and you haven't blocked me yet, so I'm guessing you don't hate me. I just want to see you again. I mean, just answer the phone and then you just hung up. Like, just let me know. Like, if you want me to leave you alone, I definitely would, but I really just want to again.
Lord.
Singer posted on his IG story, no more dragging me through the mud. Clearly, you can all see the cap. Now, let's see if the media will keep that same energy they had trying to destroy me to run the real story. Me and my team are taking legal action on this situation. You don't play with people's lives like that.
Facts.
Yesterday, we all found out that Deion Sanders had to have two of his toes amputated after foot surgery complications last year.
Damn! Lord.
So he's got this new docuseries titled Coach Prime that's going to be released. So I guess they were sharing clips of this, and his longtime girlfriend, Tracy, she used to be married to Babyface. What's her last name? Jesus.
Edmonds.
That's it. That's her last name. Uh-huh. She went on socials and talked about it. And how it was so hard for him to lose his toes.
Fam, that, you know, he had multiple surgeries when he was playing too with a condition called turf toe. So this has been bothering him for a very long time. Just having your big toes cut off though, fam, how's he gonna walk?
You'll be able to walk. My grandmother had her big toe cut off and it was awful. I remember it too. I had to change the dressing on that.
Oh no.
And I was maybe 16 years old, and it was awful, Brian. She was a diabetic, yeah. And she wound up injuring her toe. Actually, the podiatrist cut her, and it never healed right, and it got gangrene. So, whew.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff done happened to me, Brian. I be forgetting it.
Because
the Lord be telling me, girl, just push this. to set aside so you could go on. Yeah. But I'd be like, why did I have to do that? Like, but my mother used to work the second shift, so yeah. I had to do it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Asia Maynard, a 29-year-old mother of four, died February 19th, Brian, after her family said she went on a date with a man that she didn't know. She was found dead at this man's home, and police say that they haven't received a final determination from the medical examiner about how Asia died. We're talking with her sister Tierra Maynard this morning.
Good morning, Tierra. How you feeling?
I'm really emotional. I'm not gonna lie. I've just been going through the motions, trying to grieve. It's kind of hard to grieve. I'm just here, I guess.
And it's understandable to lose a part of your family who was so beloved, a mother of four. I can't even imagine what you and your family is going through right now. Let's talk a little bit about this man that your sister went on a date with. How did she meet him?
She met him at a gas station. They exchanged numbers. And this was like Wednesday. And then they went on a date Friday.
KCPD said that they're still investigating your sister's death. And the medical examiner, as Shay just said, has not made a determination on her cause of death. Why do you think they came to that conclusion before finishing the investigation?
I'm not sure. He said there was no foul play, so they're going to rule it as natural causes.
And this is where the family came up in arms. You're saying, how is this natural causes for a 29-year-old? Can you give us some details about what actually happened on this date? Were the police able to come up with some sort of story about what they think happened?
I'm going to go back to the beginning and how it all began. I had talked to my sister Friday. It was like around maybe 10. And she was like, hey, I was letting you know that I was going on a date, the guy that I had met. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Just be careful, you know. She was like, yeah, I'm be careful. It's all good because he be wearing suits and stuff like that. So I was like, you just got to be careful, though, you know. She's like, yeah, I understand. I'm going to call you once I leave my date. And she's like, matter of fact, I'm just going to come by your house tomorrow, which was Saturday. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Well, just be careful. I love you. She's like, okay. But then, like, before she went on her date, she's like, this is what he looks like. She sent me a picture of what he looks like. And I was like, okay. The next day, somebody, her daughter had called me and was like, hey, auntie, I haven't talked to my mom since last night, and she told me that she will be back. I said, oh, okay, so let me try to call her. So I tried to call her, and her phone was going straight to voicemail. I was like, well, maybe she got a hangover or something. I'm going to give her some time. So I gave her some time. I called my niece back. I was like, hey, if she doesn't call by 5, call me back. And she's like, okay. So 5 o'clock came around. She never called. You know, she never texted. Her daughter called me back like, hey, you know, I called mama like over 50 times and she's still not answering the phone, going straight to voicemail. I was like, okay, well, Desiree, let me try to figure out what's going on. But I'm just thinking in my head like, but this is not her though. She normally calls like that morning like, hey, you know, it went good or whatever. Sunday came around and we still haven't heard anything. I still called her phone. Her daughter called me like, I still haven't talked to mom. So I was like, at this point, I was getting a little worried because I'm like, this is not her. Absolutely not. So then I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and make a missing person report because it's been 2 whole days and we have not talked to her. So I called the police and I made a missing person report. The dispatch lady asked me what my sister had on, who was she last seen with, the kind of car she had. And I answered all those questions.
This morning, we're talking with Tierra Maynard, the sister of Asia Maynard, a 29-year-old mother of four from Kansas City who went on a date with a man she didn't know and wound up found dead in his home. Earlier, Tierra was talking about what ensued that day when her sister went out on a date with this mystery man. In the last break, you were at the portion where you called KCPD to file a missing persons report.
After I filed the missing persons report, KCPD came and did the report, and he was like, well, typically, we have to give adults 72 hours to return home. And I was like, well, it's been about 72 hours. He's like, because, you know, sometimes adults, they hang out and do their thing, so we have to, you got to keep that in mind also. I said, yeah, I get what you're saying, but this is not like my sister. You know, I know my sister. This is not my sister. He's like, well, we sent officers to her home. We had talked to some neighbors, and they said they seen her Saturday. running errands. And I'm like, well, that's not true. I was like, so are you going to listen to the neighbors or are you going to listen to me? I know my sister. You can't tell me nothing about my sister. He was like, yeah, okay, so this is what I want you to do. Call all the hospitals and make sure she's not at none of the hospitals. Then I want you to call her job to make sure she's not at her job. She don't have to be at work until 1 a.m., so I knew she wasn't at her job. But I did go ahead and call all the hospitals to verify she was there, and they said they didn't have no patient by that name. And he's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and check and see if she's in my database to make sure she's not in jail or anything. So he went to go check the database. So I'm looking out the window, and I see like five other police cars pull up to my house. And I'm thinking in my head, okay, well, we just doing a missing person report. Why is all these police coming to my house? They all got out the car and they went to the gentleman that I was initially talking to that was trying to do the report. They was all huddled up. They was talking. One pulled out a cell phone, got on the phone. I don't know what they were saying. But then the gentleman that I was talking to had jumped out the car. And they all came to my porch, and I met them at the porch. And he's like, hi, how you doing? I said, hello. He asked me to step outside, and I stepped outside. He's like, can you have a seat for me? I'm looking around like, okay. I sat down, and he was like, sorry, Miss Manners, to bring this news to you. Your sister was found with a friend over his house. He tried to wake her up, but she was stiff, and she has passed away. So I'm taking all this information and I just started crying, trying to, you know, keep everything together. He was just like, I need you to get in contact with Detective Riley in the corner. He gave me those two numbers and I was like, okay. He's like, sorry for your loss. And they walked off my porch and then I walked in the house, took a breather. I was still crying. I'm trying to hold myself together. And I went ahead and called the detective and I started asking him questions. And I'm like, so what really happened to my sister? He was like, well, we got a 911 call from a gentleman that she was with. They had fell asleep, and he checked to see if she was breathing, but her body was stiff, and he did CPR on her and called 911, and they told him to keep doing CPR on her until the paramedics got there. I was like, well, how did all this come about? He was like, well, they just said that she fell asleep, and she didn't wake back up. So, you know, we're ruling it as natural causes. And I was like, okay. I said, so where's all her belongings and stuff like that? Where's her car? He's like, well, everything is in her car. Her keys, her purse, her jacket, her... I'm like, okay. So then I was like, so why wouldn't we notify? He's like, well, we tried to notify someone, but she didn't have any updated information in her record. And I was like, that's bullcrap, because you could have even went to her office where she lived at and they got emergency contact. You even could have ran her tag or went to where she got her car from. They have emergency contact. You could have even went to her phone and found out who her people was. So I didn't understand that. So I felt like y'all definitely covering up something. When she had went to the corner Saturday morning, they had already did an autopsy on her body when we found out she was deceased.
We're talking to Tierra Maynard, sister of Asia Maynard. Young lady went on a date with a man that she met at a gas station, went to his home, and was found dead there. The family was not notified for days, searching for her, wondering where she might be. What struck me as odd as you were telling us the story in the last break was that he checked to see if she was breathing. If I fall asleep next to somebody, I don't check to see if they're breathing. I would naturally assume that they're okay. That's odd to me.
That's crazy.
Asia was a mother of four. How are those kids holding up?
I'm not going to say good, because they just want to know what happened to their mom. I constantly get that from my nieces and my nephews. The oldest, she's angry, and I don't feel like she fully comprehends what's going on. She know her mom's not here, but I don't know like how she dealing with it, because we still haven't had the funeral yet, so maybe it's still like unreal to her, but she still wants to know, is this really real?
Will your family have an opportunity to get your own medical examiner to take a look at your sister, particularly if they did the autopsy so fast? Usually they don't do that. That's another oddity to the story that I didn't quite understand when you were telling it.
Right. We couldn't even go down there to identify her body either. She has already had the autopsy done, and you guys need to call the funeral home, have her picked up, then you guys can view her then. Once we did that, she had like a little bit of blood she had blood in her eyes and coming out her ears. And I was like, But normally, you know, if somebody died of natural causes, why would they have blood in their eyes and their ears? We all just want to know the truth about what really happened to my sister.
Have the police been able to give you some information as to who this man is?
We don't really know much about the guy. The detectives will not give us no information on him. They said because the case is still open, we don't know where she was found. We didn't even know the guy's name. The only way we found out his name is because I had posted a picture on Facebook and other people started reaching out to me and was like, hey, the name that he gave my sister was Elijah and he was from Florida. But my thing is, if you didn't have no ill intentions behind dating my sister, why would you lie about your name and where you're from? Because a lot of people know him and they said that my sister wasn't the first person that he has done that to. The only thing the detectives had to say to me is that, well, he's filing charges against you guys, harassment charges. And I'm thinking to myself, like, so you worried about him filing charges against us, and my sister's not even alive. So I haven't talked to detectives since then. And that's why we need, like, the community to stand behind us so we can really push this matter, because I feel like they really on their side.
What is it that the family is needing to move forward?
At this point, we're trying to get another autopsy and a private investigator. We did like a GoFundMe, trying to get like FBI and like other people involved in the situation.
Tierra, we can't imagine what you and your family are going through, but we are going to give you continued prayers and condolences. Thank you so much for having the courage and coming on the show and giving us this story.
And we'll be
thank
sure
you for allowing me to share my story.
Thank you. We're going to make sure to post that GoFundMe link if anyone wants to assist the Maynard family in finding out what happened to Asia.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Sunny skies. Right now you are sunny and beautiful and 30 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
It's been 25 years since the death of a hip-hop icon, the notorious B.I.G. passed away today, Brian.
And I was 11 years old in the sixth grade and was very sad at the time.
Rest in peace, B.I.G. Money Long Song Hours and Hours started out as an internet sensation and has taken over the charts, Brian. Our very own Deanna Hussle got a chance to talk to Money Long about hearing her song being played on the radio for the first time.
One day we was driving home back to my mom's house from Chick-fil-A and I heard the song playing and I was like,
hold on,
looking around like, that's not my phone, like what is that,
right?
And I looked out the window and it was the car next to us.
Wow.
Great feeling. Yeah.
You can listen to the full interview at kprs.com. Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio is back. She was on with Joe Budden yesterday on his podcast, and she got really emotional talking about the need for support for black men. You ain't got it? Why?
Okay, so I had it, but I deleted it. I'm going to be honest with you, because I didn't think he was going to use it.
Okay, let me try to do a Nicki then.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
it.
Not proficient with her.
You're pretty good with it.
No, it's not. First of all, I want to say this. No. Dear black men, I effing love you.
There you go.
It's a little nasally,
yes, yes.
But
you got it. Come on.
Dear black men, I appreciate you. Dear black men, you are needed and wanted. And dear black men, you are the only men on this planet that as little boys, you don't get to be nurtured and treated like a child, like a baby, like someone's thing that needs to be loved and hugged and kissed and told that we love you.
There you go.
Miley, what's good?
There you go. That was similar.
No, it was a little deeper. Now, I'm gonna work on this in my free time. Just because, you know, she's starting to come back out with stuff. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing her name more and more and more. So you can catch her Queen Radio on AMP. It's a live audio app developed by Amazon.
I think we all in the space of loving each other a little more.
Yeah. I'm going to try. I've been trying real hard.
I went to marriage counseling for the first time.
Y'all, it's premarital counseling.
Premarital counseling, yeah.
She need all the help she could get. I'm talking about your fiance.
Oh, word.
So she need to tag team and get with the therapist and see what y'all could get cracking. Was it through like
you really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
It was through a pastor? Yes. Or this is, okay.
Pastor Stevens.
Because he needs to throw holy water if necessary. He needs to put the scripture on you. Because you know the scripture, you're going to have to submit to that.
Why I always got to be the bad guy?
I don't know why you have to be.
I'm not. I'm trying to tell you, I'm the good guy, always. I'm the one that sets the tone.
The only good guy I know is Russell Wilson. He's a good guy. Everybody loves him. Sierra's prayers were answered.
Nobody in Kansas City does.
Well, I live in Kansas City and I like him.
Well, you're not a Chiefs fan. Now what?
Damn!
I'm not a Chiefs fan? You really want to do that?
Yeah, I did that. You like the enemy? You're no longer a part of Chiefs Kingdom. Go be a part of Broncos country.
You wild corny. I just want you to know that. Your corny meter is like
I'm messing with Shay, y'all know she Chiefs Kingdom all the way.
Anywho, Russell Wilson was traded to the Denver Broncos, and I was excited about this because I like competition, and so I want to see us come in their house and get them. Now that they traded everybody away to try to make this happen,
he's a bum. I mean, and seriously, they paid a heavy price for Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
2 first rounders. 2 second rounders, a tight end, and other picks as well.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Man, you corny!
Man, he's done out here. Ain't nobody worried about Russell Wilson. You a scrub.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Who is this?
J.R.
All right, let's see what you got.
Disrespect my clique, my game's imperial. Mess around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Stealing chips, running your lips. Cause of you, I'm on some real.
Get money, what you say, get Helen, do the background, be shining. Get
money, OJ, what you say,
No, I'm talking about the
You talking about that?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have group practice later. Right now, we trying to do something on Mr. Carter Radio.
JR, we got some $30 in Kansas Lottery, X Games, instant tickets, and you got your name registered for a chance to get $1,000 and some mad cash, dog.
I appreciate y'all.
Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Sean, Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in mad cash.
Popping rubber bands, spin rubber bands, popping rubber bands.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Kansas City's number one.
Hip hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Our by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Political uncertainty can be challenging, regardless of your beliefs or where you might fall on the political spectrum. According to the American Psychological Association, for many Americans, the transition of power and the rapid speed of change may cause stress and anxiety about the political environment and the future of our nation. APA's 2016 Stress in America survey revealed that 2 in 3 Americans, or 66% of Americans, say the future of our nation is a significant source of stress, and 57% say that they are stressed by the current political climate. Symptoms of stress can vary from person to person, but often include a combination of emotional symptoms such as worry, tension, and irritability, and physical reactions such as headaches, insomnia, and even stomach problems. The American Psychological Association offers the following tips. Stay informed, but know your limits. Don't get glued in front of the TV, and don't stay on social media all day and all night obsessing over things that you can't directly control. Find commonalities with others. We come into contact with people every day whose beliefs differ from our own. If the topic of political differences arises, avoid heated discussions and try to identify commonalities within your different views. And finally, my favorite, of course, self-care. Take care of yourself As you know, stress can have a physical and emotional impact on your overall health. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.